The 20th day of Beshens, the passing of St. Ammonius the Hermit. On this day, the Church commemorates the passing of the Holy Father, St. Ammonius the Hermit, who died in the year 357 AD. St. Ammonius was born in the year 294 AD to a wealthy Christian family near the city of Mariette in Egypt. His parents died when he was young, and an uncle took care of him. Although by the time he was a young man, Ammonius knew that he wished to lead a pure life devoted to God, but his uncle forced him to become engaged to a rich young woman. Ammonius spoke to the young woman and found that she too wished to lead a pure life devoted to God. So in obedience to their families, they married but lived as brother and sister. They were married for 17 years like this until the wife passed away. Ammonius then had a vision of Saint Anthony, who lived during this time, and calling to him to become a monk. Immediately, Ammonius went to the Holy Desert Father Saint Isidore, became a monk, and stayed with him for a while. Then, Ammonius traveled to Mount Tuna, which is where the great Saint Anthony lived. Ammonius became his disciple and eventually built his own cell near Saint Anthony's. But the devil hated the purity of Saint Ammonius and set out to cause him trouble. First, the devil appeared as a nun at the door of Ammonius's cell, hoping to lure the monk into temptation. But Ammonius immediately asked the so-called nun to pray with him, which caused the devil to turn into a flame. Still determined to make Ammonius sin, the devil entered the body of a beautiful young woman who came to the monk's door at evening, claiming she was lost and asking for shelter for the night. But Ammonius knew that the devil was trying to tempt him, and so he began to preach to the woman about Jesus Christ, and her heart opened to the Lord, driving the devil from her body. She asked the monk to help her become a religious hermit. She cut her hair and threw away her fine clothes, putting on a crude garment made from animal skins. The woman studied the Holy Scriptures with Saint Ammonius and surpassed many of the sainted monks in her fasting and praying. So pure and simple was the woman's faith in Christ that St. Ammonius gave her the name that meant naive or simple. But still the devil tried to cause trouble, causing word to go around the monasteries that St. Ammonius had married a woman and was living as husband and wife, bringing shame to what monks stood for. St. Apollo, a great father of the monks, heard this, and he took two other monks and went to see St. Ammonius. As soon as they entered his cell, they knew that St. Ammonius was still living the pure life of a monk, and he took them to meet the young woman, Naive, who was baking bread. They saw her standing, her arms raised in prayer, with a heavenly fire surrounding her. They knew that Naive was as pure as Ammonius, and settled in to pass the night before leaving in the morning. But an angel came to the monks and told them that God had brought them there to be present at Naive's impending death. Later that night, Naive became suddenly ill and passed away. The monks all prayed over her and buried her. Saint Ammonius then told them how she had stayed with him for 18 years as a disciple, serving the teacher. Their relationship as pure as the name he had given her so long ago. St. Ammonius later went to the El Natrun Valley, where he established new monasteries, guiding the monks to the path of asceticism and righteousness. He then passed peacefully away. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.